The Beacon Group's noon step meeting. Alcoholics Anonymous. My name is Kirk, and I'm an alcoholic. In an effort to lessen distractions to others and to respect our speakers, you will not be able to unmute yourself during the meeting. Let's start the meeting with a moment of silence, followed by the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. A preamble. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of people who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. It does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. This is an open meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, and all are welcome to attend. But we ask that only alcoholics participate. If you are new to AA or to the Beacon Group, we strongly recommend home group membership and sponsorship. If you are new or not so new and looking for a sponsor, please put your name and number in the chat. Maybe indicate that's what's going on. If you have worked all 12 steps as outlined in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, have had a spiritual experience, and are willing to sponsor, please also put your name and number in the chat. The chat will remain open during the meeting, except while the speaker is sharing. Also in the chat, you will find our AA quote of the day. Quote source will always be from AA literature. Our speaker will share for 30 minutes on the step of the day with child time. Then we split into breakout rooms for small group discussions. Each group has a moderator who will divide the time equally and invite each person to share. Questions are encouraged during the sharing part of the meeting. When you share, please be sure your environment is quiet and free of distractions. Breakout room discussions end at 12:54, followed by day counts, announcements, and the Lord's Prayer. I have asked Joe to read the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joe. I'm an alcoholic. Step one, we admitted we are powerless over alcohol, that our lives have become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Step eight, made a list of all persons we have harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, saw through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understand Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me read to them.
Thanks, Joe. Today, we'll hear a talk on steps 4 and 5, fear and sex. Please give a warm welcome to Kelly L. from Warrington, UK.
Woo! Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm an alcoholic. Thanks for having me here today. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. I get so nervous before every time I speak. Full of fear, which is so ironic because that's what I'm talking about today. I want to sound good. I want you to like me. I want to be accepted. All these things go through my head. I was sat here just starting to sweat with fear And my head was running away with myself. I was like, right, just log on. Everything will be fine. It will be as it's meant to be. I prayed. It will be okay. I'm not one of those speakers that can quote from the book. I have a shocking memory. And all I need to do is speak on my experience of step 4 and 5, fear and sex. I even called my sponsor crying, not physically crying, but crying, I'm doing this lead. And she said, you've been through step 4. You take women through step 4 all the time. She said, the fact that you're full of fear shows humility, that you don't think you know it all. And the real fact is, the more I learn, the less I know, which is what I love about AA. I can never say no whenever I get asked. AA has given me so much, so much of my life back. Everything I have today is because of AA. I was a crippling wreck. I think my head would have gone before my body did. I would have been locked up in a sanitarium. So every time I get an opportunity to be of service, I say yes. It didn't stop me wanting to go through my book of BS excuses to try and get out of this. But I'm here and I praise, and what will be. So let's get started. God, fear. For over 35 years, I lived full of fear, absolutely full of fear. It was ingrained in me from a young age. I remember the first time I felt fear was at the age of 6 or 7 at primary school, going about my day. I was in the toilet with a friend of mine, and these two boys from an older year came in. And just took my head and banged it against the wall time and time again. I hadn't done anything. I was just a sweet little innocent 6 or 7 year old girl. And then this happened, and I was so petrified and so scared. Through school, I didn't look right. I was a lot darker then. I was the only one with dark skin in my class, in my year. I got called names. In college, I didn't look right. I didn't fit in with all of them. I was still tiny, but I had a woman's figure. I wasn't stick up and down like the other girls. So when a friend of ours was doing photography and was asking for models, she would pick all the other girls and I would never get picked. And I remember her saying to me one time, well, you know. So I didn't feel like I fitted in anywhere. I was this chameleon that changed myself to fit in with any type of people that were around me. I was a scared little girl all through my younger years. And alcohol helped take that away from me. The minute I first started drinking alcohol, it made me feel alive. It made me feel that I could be who I wanted to be. It helped me to feel accepted. It gave me power, I thought, at the time. I guess, how did I get here to step 4? I didn't wake up and say, yeah, I'm an alcoholic. Today, I'm so grateful I'm an alcoholic. I got pushed here through social services. They were going to take the kids away. Did that stop me drinking? No, it didn't. It didn't stop me drinking. I got told about AA, and people said to me, don't go, it's religious. Stay away from it. It's a cult. So I actually came to take the mick out of everyone. I was full of ego. I thought I was better than everyone. I was better than all of you. Something that I had maybe ingrained in myself, so that I felt like I belonged, that I was okay, that I would be accepted. And I came and I heard my story time and time again. Eventually, I felt like I started to belong. The fear started to leave. I found a sponsor and she took me through steps 1, 2, and 3. And I thought I had enough self-knowledge. I've got it. Steps 1, 2, and 3, tick, 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 tick. Let's do step 4. I didn't need to do step 4. I hadn't done anything wrong. I had no resentments. I had nothing to apologize for. Why did I need to do this for? So I went on my merry way, and 6 months later, I picked up again. So petrified that I would lose everything I'd gained in those 6 months, I went back to another meeting. I found a sponsor that scared me because I knew I needed someone that would be able to see through my BS. She took me through the steps. She got me through. And for the next few years, I went from room to room, found different home groups, still never feeling like I quite fitted in. Still having this fear. Where do I belong? I would hear people come in and say, oh, the minute I walked through the door of AA, I felt like I was at home. I didn't feel like that. I didn't hear anyone else say this either. Everyone was saying I felt like I was at home. And yet again, I was hearing that I was different. Then Zoom hit and I found online AA, which is the best thing that ever happened to me. I got to find people like you. I got to hear the recovery. I got to hear about God, a power greater than us. I got to learn what that meant, how I could achieve it, how I could reach that. I feel that through the first sort of 4 years of my sobriety, I had this soul sickness within me. And right at the time of COVID, stuff happened in my private life. And this fear and soul sickness started knocking on my door. Started telling me that I couldn't cope, that I needed to pick up a drink to be okay. It was the only thing that was going to help me. But luckily, I knew how to fight back. And it all came down to surrender for me, surrendering to the fact that I needed help, that I can't do this on my own. For some reason, whenever we feel like we are struggling, we go in on ourselves. How many times do we hear sponsees that struggle and they stop going to meetings, they stop calling us, they stop engaging with other people? A lot of us avoid step four because of the fear. I've never had any sponsees that have come to me. I've given them their step four, they've gone away, and they've come back and said, I've smashed it within 2 weeks. Not one. Never, ever had a sponsee do that. Why? Because we actually have to do some work. Steps one, two, and three, there's a lot of talking. Step four, we actually have to put pen to paper. We actually have to do some work and we've got to start looking at ourselves. Just trying to recenter my thoughts a moment. This is what happens when I get so full of fear and I'm talking to people, my mind just goes completely blank. I read all these books, 12 and 12, the big book, but the minute I come onto a meeting, I forget it all. And I need to remember that I'm just talking about my experience. I've lost a lot of sponsees. I think a lot of people have when it comes to step four. Because it's scary. People don't want to look at themselves, do they? But we find that when we start working through our resentments, we can see what's caused a lot of our drinking and a lot of our thoughts. And it normally always comes down to not being good enough, not being accepted, not being liked, not being loved. My neighbor got me outside just before I was leaving and we were talking about stuff and she said, with time comes change. And it just got me thinking about how buildings change and people change, people get married, they move away, we meet new people. And one question I asked myself and I would ask other people is, Do we want to be in that miracle of life, to experience all the beauty and the change and everything that is around us? Or do we want to stay in our misery and be left behind in the depression? Because if nothing changes, nothing changes. I'll just quickly talk about sex really quickly. I think a lot of people avoid talking about this subject. I don't know why. Maybe because they don't know what they're talking about, or they're a little bit confused. Looking back through my sex conduct, all of that was ruled through, again, not being good enough, not being accepted. I thought by seeking comfort and attention from the opposite sex, I would feel accepted. I would feel important. I felt that it gave me power. I also caused a lot of destruction at that time as well. You know, hurting family, sleeping with married men, cheating on my partner. All caused by fear. Ultimately, fear is at the fundamental of every resentment, every action we take in our alcoholism. I really wanted to do a good job today, and my whole mind is just gone completely blank. Think it's just because I'm so nervous. I don't know. I'm having memory blocks. If anyone is listening, I've rambled about a load of crap. I've not said half of the things I wanted to say because I am full of fear. If anyone is struggling with their step four, it's not as scary as people make out. It's just putting pen to paper. And if I hadn't have taken a fearless and thorough inventory, I wouldn't be here now. I needed to clear away the wreckage of the past. I needed to clear away all those things that I had held in guilt and shame so I can hold my head high as I walk. I don't have to be fearful of anything now. I don't have to be fearful of seeing someone on the street that maybe I owe money to. It's changed my life. And if it isn't working with your current sponsor, find a new sponsor. There's so many different ways that people take people through the step four. If your sponsor isn't working for you, then find someone else that works for you. But all I would say is just get it done. Find a sponsor, get a big book, go through them steps, go through that step four. What is the other option? That you carry on as you are. And as we know, if our alcoholism will eventually kill us. I've seen so many friends that have died from this illness. Not always just because of the drinking. I've seen a friend that had more time than me, and I looked up to her as like a spiritual goddess because she had more time. She went back out there. She had an accident, hit her head, and died from the head injury, all because of the drinking. I've had others that have drunk themselves to oblivion and they've been in hospital and passed away. I don't want that. We have a solution here, and it's free. AA has done the best thing for me. It's completely changed my life. I really feel like I've not done a good job at all today. I've let my head run away with me. I want to thank you so much, and I'll leave it there.
Thank you, Kelly. AA has no dues or fees for AA membership, but we do have expenses. The seventh tradition states every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. While contributions cover each group's expenses, the seventh tradition is essential at every level of AA service. We are observing the seventh tradition digitally on Venmo. You should see Venmo information in the chat. Our Venmo address is beacon-group. Please take a moment to make a contribution if you can. If you do not have a Venmo account, but you would like to send a contribution through the mail, please message the leader, me, and I will give you the address. All our contributions support AA's General Service Office. Thank you in advance for your generosity. If you're looking for a home group, we would love to have you. Our business meetings for this noon meeting are held virtually on the third Monday of each month. At 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, following our regular meeting, the Beacon Group's overall business meetings are both in person and on Zoom on the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. Sign up for membership and to be on the email list, please visit our website, which is posted in the chat. Our website has a lot of great information as well as recordings of our meetings. We will now have AA announcements. Are there any announcements for the good of AA? If so, please raise your hand in the chat. And if possible, also enter your information into the chat. Any AA announcements?
Sherry Alcoholic. Thank you, Kelly, for your share. Thank you for doing this for us. And also, we have our business meeting this Monday. It is Labor Day, but we will have our business meeting right after because it was rescheduled from when it was supposed to be in August. So if you would like to come, we would love to have you. And we do have a lot of service positions to be filled. Thank you. Thank you, Kirk, for your service.
Any other announcements? Thanks for everyone who has agreed to run a breakout room today. Please keep in mind to give equal time to everyone who wishes to share. Do not crosstalk or offer feedback. Please take a moment to be sure that your audio is muted and wait to be called upon. In a moment, you will be connected to your breakout room. You will automatically rejoin the meeting at the end of small group discussions.
Sunny, I believe it's you. There's still people texting that are in the waiting room, waiting to get into the meeting.
Let's see. Sunny, can you hear me? All right. If anybody's there, Kim or otherwise, breakout room that I was in just kind of fell apart, and now we're back in another room. And
if someone can co-host me, I think I know how to redo the breakout rooms.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, I think we're all just back in the main meeting.
Okay.
Okay, Kirk is inviting me to join the breakout room again. We'll see if the same people show
Is anyone able to co-host me? I can redo the breakout rooms.
Glitches. Sorry, folks. We're having some training glitches and you're getting beamed all over the place, but you're going back. You're going back to the main room. I'm so sorry.
Kim, if you're there, we could
Kim's
probably
not
use...
here.
Okay.
Here.
Can somebody co-host me? I promise I know how to do the breakout rooms. And...
Awesome. And just let us know who you are so we can...
I'm Courtney B.
Courtney, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sunny, are you within earshot? Or should we try and reach her in chat? I don't know. Oh my God. Let's see.
Should we just stay here and raise hands? I think that Sherry suggested that.
That's a good idea, Emily.
It's not even 12:30, and if someone says they know how to recreate the breakout rooms and take the time thing off, why don't you let them do that?
No doubt, Elizabeth. And I'm Sunny is like in training on tech host. Yeah. And I don't know if Kim was training her, and I don't know what happened to either of them. I don't have as much Zoom prowess, so
if anyone, please take over. If anyone else is a co-host, though, they can co-host me, and then I can start.
No, only a host can make a co-host, Courtney, though. Thank you.
Okay.
What I would like to suggest with a raise of hands is that maybe because we're back in the main room, we could just raise hands and share for like two or three minutes. I could time people. I'll just put my clock up.
We're going to do, Sharon. Thank you so much for taking over. I was just coming back in here to say that there's a glitch with the breakout rooms, as you could actually see.
I'll co-host Courtney,
and then you can do that, Sharon. You can call on people.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
What is the issue? Because I keep making breakout rooms, but then they keep getting closed.
Yes, so that's the issue. So rather than talk about technical, let's just get on with the meeting because we already disrupted it enough today. So
here. Thank you, Sunny. Thank you, Sharon. Let's go.
The chair shouldn't
be recording. The recording is on. So